Always coming up next on Phoenix FM, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much, John Chubb, for a superb edition of Phoenix Sport. He's so good, isn't he? Got all those scores and results flying in, left, right and centre. He just keeps calm and just lets us know what's happening locally, nationally. He's just got it covered, hasn't he? Just too good. Thank you very much indeed, John. Now go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have definitely earned it. Thank you very much. So hello, good evening and welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. If this is your first time tuning in, let me tell you what we do on this show. We play songs from the 70s, the 80s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And even better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. I say this every week. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. It just has to be a joy. And I'm here to navigate you through this musical journey. And my name is Mandy Cullen. So thank you very much indeed for tuning in. And we have got a belter of a show lined up for you this evening because it is Saturday, the 2nd of December. And you know what that means? It's officially silly season, isn't it? That's right. From now until the end of the month, everyone goes a little bit silly, a little bit giddy, and we do things that we don't do at any other time of the year. Probably about covers it, doesn't it? So, to celebrate the fact that it is now silly season, we are going to play songs with silly titles or have got a silly lyric or just silliness. We're going to celebrate the silliness of songs. And as always, coming up a little later in the show, we've got the Soppy Softies at 7. And this week, we've got three songs, and they are called Mm-mm-mm, Sue Mahama, and Johnny Mathis's Feet. That's right. That's what we've got coming up for you, the Soppy Softies at 7. They're not really Soppy Softies this week. They're kind of more chilled and mellow, actually, I'd have to say. Now, coming up in the first half an hour, for your audio delight, we have got Queen, Al Green and Barry White. But before we get to those, come on, turn it up. It's Saturday night. Here's our first silly song of the evening.
Don't think me, I'm Phoenix FM.
Radio was music. Radio, someone speaks.
absolutely legendary bands kicking off Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers this evening. First of all, we heard The Police and Dee-doo-doo-doo, dee-da-da-da. I didn't say it was Silly Season. Anyway, that was their ninth single and was released towards the end of 1980. It peaked at number five in the charts. It was, as you might expect, written by Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner, CBE, better known as Sting to you and me. And it's taken from their album Zenyatta Mondatta. In an interview about the record, Sting said that I was trying to make an intellectual point about the simple can be so powerful. Why our favourite songs are Do Rom Rom Ron and Do Wah Diddy. In the song, I tried to address that issue. So, you know, the title of this one is actually deliberately silly. Then we heard Queen and Radio Gaga. That was released in 1984 and it reached number two in the charts. It was kept off number one for 2 weeks by Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax. It was Radio Gaga was written initially by drummer Roger Taylor about how video was becoming more important than music. I mean, the 80s was the decade when it was more style over substance, really, wasn't it? So I guess it was a similar take on Video Killed the Radio Star, really. You know, but ironically, it always looked great when they did it live, didn't it? With all the fans joining in, like, you know, the football crowd style chanting with the hand claps and everything. Looked good when they did it live. I'm thinking particularly of Live Aid, of course. Anyway, let's move on. Here is The Reverend.
Sure what to do this Sunday? Check out Nigel Fitzmaurice on Phoenix FM every Sunday night from 6 till 8. If you love old school soul, you're going to love Nigel. 6 till 8 every Sunday night only on Phoenix FM. We'll be right back.
good was that pair of tracks? Really good, right? First of all, we heard Al Green and Shalala. I don't even know what that means, Shalala. Anyway, in brackets, Make Me Happy. That one was taken from his 1974 album, Al Green Explores Your Mind. It's actually the opening track from the album. As a single, it reached number 20 towards the end of the same year. Of course, his biggest hit in the UK was his debut release in 1971, Tired of Being Alone. Then we heard Barry White and Shalala means I love you. Shalala means I love you. Not in my dictionary, it doesn't marry. But I mean, just how good was Barry White's voice? That's from his album The Man and was released as a single in 1975. Although, do you know, it didn't really do anything chart-wise because it only reached number 55, which really surprised me because it's such a good song and he sings it so well. It's just brilliant. OK, let's move on with our next bit of silliness.
One, two,
how good was that? That was Brass Construction, and the track was called Ha Cha Cha. and then in brackets, Function. That was their second single release, and it came out in 1977. It just snuck into the top 40, peaking at number 37. And, you know, I have to confess, I don't really know much about Brass Construction other than that they were formed in New York back in 1968. So how about that? You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. But better than that, it's the 100th episode of Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. 100 shows, can you believe it? Anyway, what we do and what we've always done on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs that just don't get played enough on the radio. And we play them from the 80s, the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. So we've got a real broad spectrum from the decades there. And this evening we are celebrating silly songs because we have entered into silly season because it's the 2nd of December. And we do things this time of year that we don't really do at any other time of the year. When else are we going to take a tree from outside, bring it indoors and put it in our living room and stick baubles on it? We only do that in silly season, don't we? So coming up and taking us up to the hour, we've got some Handsome, some Betty Boo and the B-52s. But first, you know what this show needs, don't you? I can't believe on our 100th show, we're half an hour in almost, we need some more ska, don't we?
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah.
course, Hanson and Mbop. Now, Hanson are actually made up of three brothers, Isaac, Taylor and Zach Hanson. And as far as I'm aware, they're absolutely no relation to former Liverpool captain and centre-half Alan Hanson. Or maybe they are. I'm not sure. Anyway, that song was their debut release in 1997 and it made it all the way to number one and it remains their biggest UK hit. And I think it's probably their biggest hit anywhere that it was released because it reached number one in Australia, Austria, Canada, Denmark, France, Germany, Ireland, New Zealand, Sweden, Switzerland and their native USA. And it's just been played on the 100th episode of Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers just because it's got a silly title. Before that, we heard Bad Manners and Nee Nee Na 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 Noo Noo. Anyway, That track was originally released in 1958 by Dickie Doo and the Don'ts. Bad Manners covered it in 1980 and it was their first single, just sneaking in to the top 30, peaking at number 27. And it's taken from their album Scar and Bee. Do you know, lead singer Buster Bloodfessel's real name is actually Douglas Trendle, just in case you're heading off to a pop quiz later. Now then, what are you doing? Do you fancy doing the do?
Phoenix 98 FM. We'll be right back.
That was Rock Lobster by the B-52s. That was originally released in 1979, and then it just snuck into the top 40, peaking at number 37. It was then re-released 7 years later in 1986 as a double A-side with Planet Claire, and it reached number 12, so only just missing out on the top 10 the second time that it was released. Before that, we heard Betty Boo and Doing the Do. Alison Moira Clarkson, to give her a real name. This was Betty Boo's first single in 1990, and it reached number 7. She had previously, of course, collaborated with the Beatmasters on Hey DJ, I Can't Dance That Music You're Playing. Chart-wise, Doing the Do had its biggest success in Australia, where it reached number 3. Now, have you got a pineapple head? If so, this song might be about you.
Is flat, no longer is always flat out. Got the number of getaway car, didn't get very far. It's lucid as hell, this image is moving so fast, like a fever so close to the bone. I don't feel too well. Spins and it spins like a number I hold. Don't remember if she was my friend. It was a long time ago. And if you choose to take that path, I will play you like a shark, and I'll clutch at your heart. The pineapple head spins and it spins like a number I hold. Don't remember if she was my friend. It was a long time ago. And if you choose to take that path, would you come to me?
How beautiful was that? That was Crowded House and a song called Pineapple Head. That one was released in 1994 and it just snuck into the top 30, peaking at number 27. Now, just want to remind you, as we approach 7 o'clock, that coming up after me this evening, between 8 and 10, it's Boogie Nights with the nicest guy in radio, Andy Furneaux. He's going to be bringing you the 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. That is your Saturday night right there. No need to go out anywhere at all. Andy's bringing the music to you. Then, after Andy, at 10 o'clock, we've got Classic Phoenix, and that's Steve Robertson presenting 2 hours of classical music. Both of those shows are just such good listens. So, no need to go out. Stay indoors. Pour yourself a glass. and listen to the music.
Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second...
We'll be right back.
Catchy Goo Goo, track called Who To Be Are. I mean, a silly name for a band and a silly name for a song, right? We are celebrating the silliness, though. So, perfect fit for our show this evening. Anyway, that was their follow-up single to their debut release, Too Shy. That one reached number one. Who To Be Are made it to number seven. Both were hits in 1983, and both singles were co-produced by Duran Duran's Nick Rhodes. Before that, we heard Natasha and Aiko Aiko. And there we have our first one-hit wonder of the evening. That record reached number 10 in 1982, and even then it had already been covered quite a few times. The same year, the Bell Stars also released a version of Aiko Aiko, and they reached number 35 with it. So I guess Natasha won the Aiko Aiko off, didn't she? I mentioned that she was a one-hit wonder. She did release a second single, which was the Boom Boom Room, but that just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 44. Now, we are rapidly approaching the Soppy Softies at 7, but I think I can just squeeze one more in. Here's some perfect silliness for silly season.
Now there's a word that I don't understand. Oh, you read every day from my old man. It may be cockney rhyme and slang. It ain't in no school book. He says it every time that he gets mad. A regular caution is by all day. When the kids are swinging on the gate, when the paper boy's off an hour late, when the pigeons are pecking at his seams, when the barber starts digging up his veins, you care, son, you bastard preaching. That's the old man's guy. Now the old man was a desert rat, cocky shorts and a cocky hat. Just don't know. But when the enemy came in sight, they gave up without a fight. Clear up him up the wrong way. This is what they heard him say. Eat you, gas, and eat ya. Eat ya. When the rock and roll records wake him up. Eat ya. When the polls knock England out the cup. Eat ya. When the kids I'm banging on his door. Ooh-cha. When the farmer won't serve him anymore. Ooh, you Gaston. Ooh, you bastard preaching. He's always been the same.
Chaz and Dave and Gertja. That was their second single release and their first to break into the top 40. It peaked at number 20 back in 1979. Do you remember? I think it was around in 1983. Chaz and Dave had their own show called Chaz and Dave's Knees Up.